Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a co. You're such a
you're
co.
What's a co?
Well, you call me your co-host. I'm the co-host. I'm the
co. You're
co. You're the host.
You're co.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm co. I'm cool with that. Oh, my God.
All right, last week, first of all, we're still here. The world did not come to an end, as predicted by all the prophecy folks out there who are completely...
Well, actually, it did. We just don't know it yet.
Oh, are we in like a fifth dimension? Is that what that is?
Yeah, one of those things. Yeah, they're good group, too. Nice female singer.
That's right. The Dawning of Aquarius, wasn't it?
Oh, God, please.
I wish I had their soundtrack right now. I'd play it. Okay, well, tonight we're going to go a little bit different. We're all going to talk some food shit, but we're going to go a little bit different. I found a really cool article about the future. But before we get to that part, and by the way, if you want to call in, you can call in. No one ever
does. Oh, yes.
But if you want to call in, 714.
Oh, by all means.
242-5272. You can call in, talk about anything that we're talking about or anything you want to talk about. We don't care. But this is kind of like an open mic. At the same time, we're going to be talking about the future. So before we get there, What is the future?
Well, yeah, we
plan?
Already are there. Oh, my God, we are just there and it passed. Oh, damn
we're
it.
There, and, because, I mean, that's right, because the future turns into the past pretty quick, doesn't it?
Well, the future is one of the things you never quite get.
No, you don't. Speaking of the future,
nope.
What future plans does DEF CON sauces have? What kind of farmer's market are you
getting his goddamn boot off my foot. How about that one? This big stupid boot that I'm wearing now for my freaking hot. Yeah, dude, I got hurt, okay? This is no bullshit. This is not like, oh, look at this stuff, this little toe. Oh, my goodness. No, dude. I screwed myself up big. And I got this boot thing with a big, like this thing you push on the front and it gives air and this thing's crazy. I feel like John Merrick. You know, I'm not an animal. You know, it's freaking horrible.
Elephant man, that's funny. You can how much longer do you have before you have to take your elephant man boot off?
Probably about 2 weeks. So.
Oh, okay. So I got to hear you.
I screwed up big. And wait, what's nice is I got a bunny. I have a bunny staring at me from our new home. I got a bunny staring at me from about 15 feet away, and she stayed there. And I actually turned up the volume for the Moonshine Bandits, and she stayed there. That's pretty cool. That means bunnies like the Moonshine Bandits.
There you go.
I
can't get that nailed down. By the way, Moonshine Bandits are supposed to come on our show like in July. It's now almost October, but I'm still working on it. We'll get there. Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
I got a couple of things here I want to go before I read this article and have our commentary. But first of all,
can I interject some DEF CON wisdom?
Yes.
Might as well start the music, Maestro. Tomorrow we will be at the Chatham. There it is. I love this music. We will be at the Chatham, New Jersey Farmers Market, the train station, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be gorgeous out tomorrow. It may rain in the afternoon, but I don't care. I'm done at 1. On Sunday is the day of days. It'll be the last day of the Chester, New Jersey Farmers Market. This one is one for the record books. If you guys want to come down, come on down. A ton of cool vendors. I'm bringing champagne. It's the last day. I do this every freaking year, and the Chester Market is one of those markets. So if you have not doing anything, market goes from 10 to 3. So come on down. And, yeah, we're going to be coming out with a football special soon. We haven't done it because our life has been upside down with the move. But we're finally settling in, and we're going to do a massive sale on DEF CON stuff, including the meat. My hot beef will be on sale. Imagine that. My wife's not too happy about that, but I am. So prepare for a good sale, and we'll go from there.
Are you done?
I'm done. Spartacus.
Okay, we're talking to you. Let me turn off the music. I was lighting my pipe with this funny tobacco that I have.
Oh, yeah, that's talking. Good stuff. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, I gave that shit up years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
It keeps your lungs in check. Keep going with that, pal.
It does keep your lungs in check. Okay, first thing I was going to talk about is, did you see my post on Facebook? The top 5 countries last week that were listening to our show. I just find this, I don't know why I find this intriguing. Probably no one else does.
Well, so Vietnam, Vietnam got knocked off the pinnacle of truth?
Yeah, Vietnam got knocked off. Now the last the top 5 countries were the U.S., of course, Canada.
Right.
China was number 3. So now we got the Chinese listening to us.
Probably the feet
of
Pyongyang, so we're good.
I guess. And Saudi Arabia, what the hell is that all about? And Egypt, they were the top 5 countries listening last week.
Saudi Arabia is kind of cool. So as soon as anybody listens to you, you're decapitated. Oh, could that be Egypt? That one or the other. But yeah, that's fun. It's fun. They put it out there. Anybody listening to this, you will die. But that's fine. That's fine by me. Western civilization, we are what we are. We are what we are.
Yeah. I think we're like United Nations diplomats. It's just those 5 countries, U.S., Canada, China, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, just sounds like some like we're putting together. Remember, didn't what was his name? Jimmy Carter. He put some of those guys together, didn't he?
No. Just think Billy Beer when it comes to Carter, okay? He may be,
okay,
come on. Anyway.
All right. So much for that.
No politics. Okay, no politics on the show. No politics on the show.
Two things. My one topic I want to talk about is salsa. Have you gone to the dance or the food? The food. Have you gone to the store and seen how much they want for a little jar of salsa? Come on.
Oh yeah. For one, you got to stop going to Whole Foods because it'll probably be $84 an ounce. But that's the asparagus water. Salsa, there's I know a ton of good makers of salsa and stuff you're going to find at a grocery store. The regular brands, they charge an arm and a leg because it's popular now. Might as well grab our money while we can. I know salsa makers from days of yore. They're still making it and stuff is half the price and bammo. Shoot me something on Facebook. I'll tell you who they are. Yeah.
I made 32 ounces today. Cost me... let's see, with the onion. It cost me about 98 cents to make it. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Okay. It cost you a buck. Now, take that dollar.
Yes.
Take that dollar.
Yeah.
And then go for FDA approval. That costs a couple of bucks. You want to make it at your house. Oh, what state do you live in? Okay, you want to mortgage your house or it's illegal in your state. Shit, that's usually what happens. So you have to rent a commercial kitchen for FDA approval. FDA people, FDA agents are kind of like Mr. Smith out of the Matrix.
Yeah.
They have the humor. They have a humor of a bleeding anal pustule.
My point of this story is with a can of petite chopped tomatoes and some onion and some spinach and some cilantro and some seasoning, and you stir it all up.
Oh, so you're using a regular. So you're not even being original. You're using what you read on the side of a paste bottle.
No, this is stuff I just threw in there. I could throw it. At one time, I put black beans in it. I mean, you can put whatever you want in it, but it costs you a lot.
Well, aren't you special with the black beans? Oh my God, aren't you special?
I'm just saying, if you want salsa, it's really simple to make. It takes you 5 minutes if you got
sure.
the ingredients. And I keep canned, diced tomatoes around all the time because you make different sauces and shit with them. So I mean, the person I was with, the next part of my story, said, "Do you have any salsa?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I don't have any salsa, but I'll make you some." "Oh, you make salsa?" "Yeah." So I was like a magician in the kitchen, and 5 minutes later I had a giant container of salsa, and she was impressed.
Oh, good. And then you found out she was a guy.
No, she was not a guy.
Okay.
No.
So you gave her you gave her one of the Cialis or what's the other one? She didn't pop a boner. That's good. That's good. I'm glad. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you.
And then speaking of that, remember we talked about coconut oil many weeks ago, months ago?
Oh, my God. You're bringing that back up? What, didn't agree with you? I mean, what?
Well, no. That stuff is freaking, it's like a magic potion. You can cook with it. You can put it in your hair. You can get a massage with it. It's like the most
amazing. Oh, good. Oh, yeah. You rubbed one out with coconut oil, and now it's like the best thing in sliced bread.
So here's my point of my story. I've got a 7-pound bucket of coconut oil that I ordered from Nature's Oil, nature's.oil.com. It only costs like
$39. Have you scared
bucks.
The neighbors yet?
7 pounds of it. Have you ever gotten a 7-pound bucket of coconut oil? They actually sold 30.
Normally when I buy oil, no, to be honest, normally when I buy oil, it's not by the pound. It's by the fluid ounce. What the hell is this shit made out of, dude? I mean, I'll be honest.
No,
this is like monkey brains and...
No, it's 100% coconut oil, but see, coconut oil... Because
it says it on the label.
It coagulates. Is that the right word? It's actually in a...
Your phone sounds like shit.
It's because I lean back in my chair. Is that better?
Yep.
No, it's like lard. It comes in a container. It's a lot like lard, where it's solid form, and then it's called 76
Okay,
degrees.
When you buy lard, it comes. Okay, yeah. Okay. Wait. Stop. Rewind.
Stop.
When you buy lard, you know it comes in a solid. When I buy oil, I do not expect it to come in a block.
Look it up. It's called 76 degrees
Look it
coconut
up.
Oil. It has to be 76 degrees for it to turn to the liquid form. But when you take the lard form of this coconut oil and rub it in your hands, of course.
The lard form of coconut. Dude, this discussion's gone way past what?
you put it in your hands and you rub it together. And, of course, your hands are what
Right. So each hand, it's a hand puppet. It's hand puppet
it's
oil. Okay,
puppet.
Got it.
But coconut oil at 76 degrees, it turns back into a liquid, and it is like the most amazing. I'm just telling people, I've used it now. It is the most amazing massage oil you will ever discover.
Right. So do you sit on your hand? Do you sit on your hand for a while so it feels like someone else? I mean, where are we going with this, dude? You're getting kind of creepy.
If you remember the previous part of my story, someone was here and I made her salsa. So there was two people involved in this coconut oil. I'm just telling you.
Oh, good. good.
It's great, and it doesn't get sticky. It doesn't. It stays in a what's the word I want? An oily.
It doesn't
oily
get sticky. You ain't doing it right. My lord, man. Oh, wake up. Wake up, son.
I didn't want to get that graphic, but it doesn't get sticky, and it's cheaper than all these other oils, and it's good for you. It's good for your skin. It's good for your hair. And you could actually cook french fries in it if you would like.
Yes, of course you can, because it comes from the nut.
Anyway, here's my point.
It's nut juice.
I'm going to call these people tomorrow, natures.oil.com. I want you to be a sponsor for our show.
Hey, why not? Bring them on as a guest. I'll make sure they're not a sponsor. Ha!
it is a great product. I'm telling you, check it out.
Of course it is, because you says it. If Frank says it, it must be true.
You get it in a you can get it in a 1 pound container or a 7 pound that I'm looking at right now, which is like a small bucket, or a 35 pound bucket. Which is fairly large, but it's good stuff. All right. Hey,
when you order 35 pounds of coconut oil as a solid, that means you have not moved out of your house and you're not planning on doing it.
I know this stuff. I got 7 pounds. It's gonna last a long time because it doesn't take a little dab will do you too. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot.
A little dab will do you. Oh my goodness, hear that, Mabel? Little dab will do you. You God damn! I gotta buy myself 70 pounds of that coconut oil. I need some nut oil in my life. That's all I'm taking. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
You and Maggie.
Yeah, I know you're telling me. I don't listen.
Natures-oil.com. Check it out. You and Maggie.
Nature's Best.
Check it out.
Now,
Nature's
Best. If they were a Jersey-based company, you'd be Nature's Bitchinest.
No, I didn't say best. I said Natures-oil. Not best.
Should it be Nature's
oil.
Best? What? Are they detuning themselves? It should be Nature's Best.
I don't
best.
Know. This is the name of the company.
Well, tell
you
them to change
Maggie,
it. You want to sponsor? Tell them to change their name.
John. Just
yes.
Pretend like you
yes,
and I are the only ones talking. You and Maggie really need to check this stuff out. I'm telling you. It's good stuff.
It don't beat leather.
Or latex. I got you. All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Latex. Yeah. Latex sucks,
right,
dude.
So,
you sweat a lot.
Let's go. I was sweating today, by the way.
I'm moving right along.
Not to get graphic, but
can you believe my rabbit's still sitting there? My rabbit is still sitting here looking at me. It was like, what the hell are you doing, boy?
In fact, not to be graphic, but she said, did you just drop sweat on my butt? All right, let's go.
No, hon, that was a little bit of coconut oil lube. I mean, oral.
All All right, let's talk about the future. I saw this.
Let's talk about the future. Yes, we shall grasp the future of this show. We're the only show that can actually grasp it. Go ahead.
Yes. This is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
There's an article. Hell, I'm not sure where it came from because I don't have all the details here. I should. But there was a recent interview with one of the top dogs at Mercedes-Benz. And they basically, it was a conversation as to where do you think the car market is going and what's going to happen.
Away from you. Right.
Well, actually, you're right. That's what part of
yes,
the
story I am.
Is about.
I always am.
And it's actually kind of, if you listen to this is kind of weird. And I never really thought about it, so I read this article. I'm like, damn, everything we're all doing right now is going to be obsolete in about 20 years. But before
20 years? Give it 20 weeks, dude.
Yeah, exponentially, everything's growing so fast. But before, I thought this
yep.
song would probably be appropriate for this segment. So,
no. Okay, folks, now you know never to listen again. He's been waiting all day for that, and that's the pinnacle of his day. You see where this shit's going, right? Okay, here it is. There it is. Facts of life. Oh, my God.
I've been waiting to play that little jingle all day long.
Now. Okay, now which dealership was this?
No, it wasn't a dealership. This is like the hood dog of Daimler-Benz, which is Mercedes-Benz.
It's a car. Yeah, right. Which dealership? Right. It's okay. Benz. So now, if you played a Sanford and Son, the Sanford and Son theme, that would have fit in better to being obsolete.
Oh.
With the van, the junk truck. See, you need me for this stuff. Oh my God! You kidding me? You need Rust. You need truck.
Right.
You're a little slow. You're a little slow. That's the THC. I get it. I totally understand.
Okay. Or is either the ADHD or the THC? Okay. So anyway, this.
No, it's just not being able to keep up. That's what that is.
So in this recent interview.
Do not be defined by an abbreviation.
Excuse me?
Do not be defined by an abbreviation.
Okay.
I have ADD. No, you don't. You're just a little bitch.
The first question came up is, who do you consider your biggest competitor? Now, before I read his answer, what do you think his answer was?
Better a competitor, what, for the Benz guy?
Yep.
How about people that can't afford a Benz?
That's probably a good answer, but actually he said the person who was given the interview says, are you concerned about Tesla? Okay, because Tesla's guess what the guy said. No, his biggest competitors are Google, Apple, and Amazon. And he said the reason why is because software will disrupt most traditional industries in the next 5 to 10 years. And these companies are way advanced when it comes to software, Google, Apple, and Amazon. For example, this is something that I didn't know. Uber. We all know about Uber, right? Did you know
Uber is just
software. They don't own any cars, yet they're the biggest taxi company in the whole world. But yet they own no cars. Yep.
Nope.
Okay, he said Airbnb. You've heard of Airbnb, right?
Yeah. Interject on the Airbnb. Always beware of little holes in the wall. But anyway, that's just me. Continue.
You mean
people? Oh, yeah. Oh, that is an industry. Are you kidding me? Airbnb, if you see something out of place or something doesn't look right, look closely. You just might see a little teeny, itty bitty lens on it. You think I'm joking? I am not. Do a little bit of research on this shit. You got your own porno factory with people you don't even know, and they're paying you to do it. Isn't that something?
That's actually, You know, that's actually a good point, because I have stayed at some really good deals. Maybe they were so such good deals.
Well, as long as you left the coconut oil in your, at home, you're good to go. Right? Just stay.
Anyway, Airbnb is now the biggest hotel company in the world, although they do not own any single property.
I mean, no,
they're
not.
That blows me away. They're doing more sales than Hilton and Hyatt and all these other people. And they don't even
wait. Now, I'll interject a personal on this. We make the best damn wing sauce in the world, and we don't own chickens.
Okay.
We don't have one chicken. We don't have one chicken. And my bunnies in the backyard are my supervisors. They make sure we have no chickens in our yard.
Okay. I was massaging.
How awesome is that? You can't even counter that.
I don't have a single coconut. In fact, okay, back to coconut oil for a second.
Oh, God, you're regressing.
I was asked a question, and I'm not really sure the answer, and you seem to be the man who's so full of knowledge and other things.
Oh, I am chock full of knowledge. I am knowledge man. I used to be knowledge boy, but I graduated.
So the lady asked me, she goes, what is coconut oil? Is it the milk or is it an extract that comes from the meat of the coconut? I don't freaking know. Do you?
Well, why don't you read the freaking label before you buy it?
Well, I'm actually looking on the label, but it doesn't really tell me anything. It just says coconut oil.
Oh, good. So this
oil.
This might be like muskrat brains pureed with a little bit of
no.
A little bit of vinegar. But they could what? There's no ingredients on the label. What the hell? Really?
No, here's the ingredients.
Says coconut oil.
Here's the ingredients. Coconut oil. That's what it says. 100% natural coconut oil. There's nothing else.
Natural. Well, natural is always a key word and to look out. Now, why would you say that, John? Natural. I mean, I go to Whole Foods for natural. Every single freaking thing on this planet is natural.
I'm getting these people on our show. They're going to explain to you because what you're doing is you're probably hurting their feelings, and I'm trying to get them to be a sponsor of the show.
Oh.
Because I love this crap.
Oh, it's all good then. I'm just saying. Everything on the planet is natural. Anything that does not come from this planet is not natural.
It'd be like just saying water on your container. It says ingredient, coconut oil. That's it.
Well, it should if it says coconut oil on the label. When I buy Coke, I want it to be the liquid form, not the powder form in the 80s, the liquid form, like now, Coke. I buy a bottle of Coke. Coke is full of Coke.
I got sidetracked. Back to the Future. Wasn't that a movie?
Yes.
It was. Artificial intelligence.
Three of them.
I thought this was pretty cool. Computers become exponentially, there's that word, exponentially better in understanding the world. This year, listen to this, a computer beat the best players in a Go, what is a Go? Go contest in the world 10 years earlier than they ever expected. What is Go? Do you have any clue? I don't know what Go is. But
I have no idea. And all I'm saying now is you should be playing in the background the Terminator theme.
I don't have the Terminator theme.
There's a Terminator theme. We all know it. You should be playing that in the background. That scares the living hell out of me, dude. But Skynet, this we became aware. Science fiction is not always. That's the saying. Science fiction is not always because most of science fiction has become true. Well, science fiction, the Terminator came out in what, like 1979 or 80? Because it was just after, I think Alien was 79. Yeah, it was, early shit and Obama. And we're living in a world now where, it came off the news. It was on there for a little while where you got two computers all of a sudden hooked up and they start talking to each other in some weird freaking language. And they're like, oh, we don't know what they're saying. Well, why the hell not? You built the goddamn things, you morons. It's like, what the hell? Turn them off. There's an off switch, right? Unplug them. Do not let them talk. AI stuff, artificial intelligence is crazy shit, dude.
Well, I know, and it's getting worse because according to this article here,
worse? No, it's getting better, which is worse, which is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. in the U.S., you'll like, actually, I kind of like this part of the story. In the U.S., young lawyers already can't get jobs because IBM has created a computer that you can get legal advice from, and so far it is more than basic stuff. Within seconds, with 90% accuracy, compared with 70% accuracy when done by human attorney.
Seventy is a good number. Actually, 70 is a good number on that one.
Well, it says if you study law, you better stop immediately. There will be 90% less lawyers in the future because they will not be needed.
There is a God. There is a God.
I do have the theme for Pulp Fiction.
You must broadcast this throughout the world. You must get a blimp saying lawyers will be obsolete. You need a Frank blimp. You need the brilliant blimp. You need the blimp.
The brilliant blimp. Hey, I do have the theme song for Pulp Fiction and Rawhide in case you need those later as I'm talking.
No, Pulp Fiction sucked. I did watch it. Like everybody, all my friends, he's like Pulp Fiction. No, I thought it was really kind of stupid. Who did you watch it? I watched it four fucking. Well, you got to watch it the fifth time, you'll get it. Okay, I watched it seven fucking times. I still think it was a horrible movie. All right, so I'm done with that.
Back to the lawyer's
story. Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's wonderful. We'll call you Gimp. How about that?
All right. So what did I say? There'll be 90% less lawyers needed in the future. Okay.
The future looks bright. I got the future. No. Now you should have that. What was that song? Who was that? Who sang that? The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. Who sang Timbuk3? You got to get that one because if lawyers are gonna be 90% of them are gonna be gone. That is the future so bright. I gotta wear shades. That is just wonderful news.
I actually don't have that. But as far as the lawyers I do have this.
And that's all, folks.
All right, goodbye.
You know
lawyers.
What? I have not heard the Obama farewell speech in quite some time.
All right, where was I? Okay, get this. This IBM has also created a computer system that already helps nurses diagnose cancer. 4 times more accurate than human nurses.
Facebook, so what do you need nurses for?
Well,
here we go.
The point of the story. Facebook now has a pattern recognition software that can recognize faces better than humans can. In 2030, which is only 13 years from now, computers will become more intelligent than humans.
Do you want to hear a neat one on this one? Okay, everybody remembers Max Headroom. Do you remember Max Headroom?
Yes, I used to love Max Headroom. Matter of fact, you're a lot. Like
I
Max
love
Headroom.
Him. I am Max Headroom, but I am Max Headroom. My point is there was there was a movie called 20 minutes in the future, I think it was, and it was all about that stuff. We're not going to need people anymore. They had actually during the Max Headroom movie. It was aired by Network 21. It was a whole thing about Max Headroom actually came from the Edison Carter, the reporter who hit his head on the Max Headroom thing.
What?
But anyway, so, oh my God, it's too funny. But they had Dr. Duncan's video symptom show. And I've got a bleeding anal pustules. Give me some problem. Well, Bad, why don't you back the old bullock, a bit of the buttocks back up to the screen? I'll take a look at it. That was part of the movie. That's funny. But if Facebook gets a PhD, well, then we have a serious issue.
Yes, we do. In fact, there's something about
WebMD.
That
WebMD is WebMD has been proven to be pretty much a joke because if you what do you have? I have the sniffles. You're going to die. That's WebMD. That's WebMD.
Well, listen, I'm gonna jump ahead just along what you're talking about. This is creepy shit. Listen to this.
Ooh, I like creepy. Fun. Creepy's good.
The Tricorder X is what it's called. Will be announced this year. There are companies who will be building a medical device called the Tricorder, which, if you know Star Trek, that was actually what it was called on Star Trek. Remember that? That works with.
Oh, see, I'm thinking tri with a Q, quarter, like with a QU. Okay, Tricorder, yeah.
No,
that's, yeah, Spock tricorder. And McCoy had those guys.
Yes. Well,
Spock and
phone.
McCoy had
it
Tricorders.
It takes a retina scan, your blood sample, and you breathe into it. It can analyze.
This is why THC. This is what it does to you, folks. This is what
it can analyze 54 biomarkers that will identify nearly any disease. It'll be cheap, so in just a few years, everyone on this planet will have access to world-class medical analysis. What'd you say?
No, your phone dropped out again.
Oh, anyway, this biomarker.
It must be the coconut oil.
Must be. So basically what it means is goodbye, doctors, goodbye, nurses. We're not going to need you anymore. And that's
well, no. See, Zuckerberg is not going to be my doctor. No, I refuse to accept this.
No, but you'll be able to breathe in a little tube, take a scan of your retina, and see your face, and it will then tell you what's wrong with you. Well, in your case, it won't.
Well, if you want a truth thing, why can't? No. You take my retina scan. You give me a breathalyzer. Why can't I crap on it just so I can give myself some solace? Here's my stool, bitch. Now analyze that.
It probably will have a stool thing you can do. Okay.
I want to shit on this thing. I want to poop on it. I want to crap on it. I want to do my dookie on it. All that kind of stuff. I just here. Now analyze that.
That was a very good sound. That was a very good sound.
Well, you were
effect,
dead 50
right?
years ago. Why didn't you tell me in the first place?
All right. Autonomous cars. We all heard about that, right? Of course. But I didn't know how far along this shit was. In 2000,
which is
autonomous cars? No, it's cars that drive by themselves.
You dropped out again. Your phone sucks, dude.
Cars that drive by themselves, autonomous cars.
Oh, good. Oh, autonomous.
Autonomous,
okay.
Like it's like hippopotamus, but autonomous.
Wow, you're good, man. You sound like high school. Go ahead.
All right, in 2018, the first self-driving car will appear for the public. In 2020, the complete industry
it'll
will
come
start
complete.
To be
it'll come complete with baseball cars in the spokes so blind people can hear it coming. That's good.
Correct. You won't need to have a car anymore. You just call your car from your phone. It will show up at your location, drive you to your destination. You will not need to park it. You only have to pay driven distance and can be productive while driving. So our kids, listen to this. Think about this. Our kids of today will never need to get a driver's license and never own a car.
Well, actually, that actually sounds cool because they don't know how to drive already. And God forbid, I'll tell you what, the best anti-theft device these days is a stick shift.
Now, this guy says, now think about it, this guy's with Mercedes-Benz. He then says it will change all of our cities because we will need 90 to 95% less cars. We can transform all of our former parking lots into parks. 1.2 million people. Listen, I know I could tell he's an environmentalist when he said that. But
Sadie is so, Joe.
Listen to this. This is kind of freaky if you really do the math. 1.2 million people die each year in car accidents worldwide. I didn't know that. We now have one accident every 60,000 miles. With autonomous cars, that will drop to one accident every 6 million miles. That will save 1 million right. lives each year.
And do you want to hear – okay, now let me throw a little bit of logic into the sequence of these autonomous vehicles.
Okay.
I'm being totally honest right now. I'm being totally serious, totally real. Okay, now, you teach a car how to drive. Okay, that's great. Okay, now, you are in that car, the autonomous car. Oh, the wave of the future. Oh, it's so great.
Right.
They can't even make a freaking real hoverboard like they had in Back to the Future. But that's great. We have an autonomous car. That's great. Oh,
right.
Look at me go. I don't even touch the steering wheel. Well, in the programming of that vehicle, and this is the programming comes from a human. The human programs the car from the
yeah.
with a computer program. Okay, yeah. Well, in that, there has to be code. Where, let's say you're driving down the road in your autonomous car, you're not even driving, you're probably stroking it off with coconut oil, you're going down the road, and all of a sudden, bam-o, something jumps out in front of the car, and
right.
either, okay, now you're not driving. The car is in charge of your life now, because you've
yeah,
given up your life
the
to the car.
The car is smart. It knows.
Oh, it's smart. Yeah, yes, that's great. Okay, so... You're in the car, and the car is driving you. Now, the car is basically has to decide at a point where, okay, something jumps at, like, let's say a boulder rolls down off a cliff,
right.
whatever it could be, or a huge possum jumps, whatever the fuck it is. It jumps out in front of you, and, okay, either you have to hit this thing, and you will die due to the mechanics of the coding put into the brain of this car, or
yeah.
the only other options is there's a Prius full of nuns to your left. Okay, there's
yeah.
five nuns in the car. Only
that
one of you.
Smart.
You will survive if you hit the nuns, or you will die if you hit the giant possum. It will kill you. The car
no,
will decide.
Decide.
Well,
it
one
it
is
le-
one
no.
is less than
no.
one is less than four.
According to the Mercedes-Benz guy, it is so smart that. It's not going to hit. It's not going to hit the
good. Well, the Mercedes-Benz guy
has
already given up his freaking job by this interview. He's already given up his job. He's probably fired by now. So what he says really doesn't matter very much, does it?
I agree with you because it gets better because this is what he says next. Most car companies will probably become bankrupt.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine that. And Mr.
Company.
Smith, what car do you drive? Well, I drive a BMW. Why? Because I got fired from Benz.
You know what? They didn't give his name. Most car companies will become bankrupt. Traditional car companies tried to. I can't even read.
I think you missed my entire point, dude. You knew you're not, the autonomous car. The car now decides whether you live or die. And you it decides whether you live or die. I want to be at the wheel of that one.
Stop. Have you ever been to King's Dominion or any of these? The amusement parks. There's computers running all those damn things that run those
okay.
roller coasters. Your life is in the hands of those computers. Then,
are you trying? Okay, are you trying to equate a little trolley car on a track as opposed to driving down I-95? Please, dude, save it.
I'm just telling you, it's going to be so smart, it won't hit the nuns or the
It's going to be It's going to be so smart, it's like the smartphone. We started out with little ones, they got really big, but we're going back down to little. Why? Because we're smart. Please, come on. Oh, God.
According to this guy, many engineers from Volkswagen and Audi have already expressed that they're completely terrified of the new technology and Tesla. Oh, there's Tesla there. Okay,
right,
because
they don't want a car deciding their life or death. That's what it is.
But no, it gets better. Insurance companies.
Oh, good.
Now think about this. Insurance companies will have massive trouble because without accidents, guess what, John? You don't need insurance.
Okay. Now the Max Headroom movie, I'll bring it up again, was about putting
yeah.
people's heads in boxes. That's where Max Headroom
right.
came from. Was Edison Carter? They put his mindset
right.
into a computer. It needs a little tweaking. Well, then the owner of an insurance company will be nothing more than a computer box.
There you go. Well, according to this guy, insurance.
This is why AI sucks. This is why we should not be messing around with computers that can talk to each other. This is why we should throttle it back and really think about the big picture here.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Max Headroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. insurance will become 100 times cheaper, and the total car insurance business model will disappear. Okay, now wait. Real estate.
It gets better.
Change.
There's more. Oh, you're like, now you sound like Billy Mays. There's more.
Billy Mays died, didn't he? He died, didn't he?
Really? There is no more of Billy Mays. Right. But Billy Mays, there's more.
Did he die of an overdose, or did he get stuck in a Vegematic? What happened?
I'm pretty sure his heart probably stopped. I'm gonna take that angle.
It probably did eventually. Real estate is going to change too, because if you
turn him into coconut oil.
If you can work while you commute, because think about it, you won't be driving anymore. People will be able to move further away and live in more beautiful neighborhoods that cost less versus living in.
Let people move further away. It would be nice to have people moving further away. Go to the moon. Try Mars. Saturn's great. Look at the rings.
Now you like people living close because they go to your farmer's markets. You need people living close to the farmer's market.
I have an AI device called a computer, which I can summon people to come to the market. They come to me, my children. Show me the power of flesh, my child. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm right on that.
He also says electric.
That was a Conan quote. Never mind.
What was a Conan quote?
Show me the power of flesh, my child. That's when the girl died, just jumps off the cliff and lands in a. That is the power of flesh.
I think James Earl Jones. I heard that this afternoon myself.
You probably did. It was after the coconut oil incident. Yeah. The write-up will be tomorrow in the local paper.
All right. Electric cars will become mainstream by 2020. Cities will be less noisy because of all the new cars that will run on electricity.
Good, so you'll hear me coming. Get out of the way.
Electricity will become incredibly cheaper and cleaner. Solar production has been an exponential curve for the last 30 years.
Oh, solar. Okay, let's stay on solar for a second here. Solar.
Yeah.
Okay, solar. The sun never went away. It's been there forever. Okay. The solar people that call you on the phone, have you gotten any of these calls yet?
Yes, I have. I know where you're going with this.
They are relentless. It's like the sun's always there. I tell them I don't believe in the sun. The earth is flat. They continue. It's like, I don't like you. I think you're an asshole. They continue. It's like, okay, I'm going to go kill a tree and step on a bunny. Just hang up. Please hang up. And they call back.
The solar people are a bunch of freaking a-holes.
Ugh.
My neighbor has got solar panels that he just had installed on his roof.
Great.
And I hate the way they look. I hate the way they look, by the way, but that's his own decision. But he's surrounded by trees. So I was at his house in his shop the other day, and I looked out, and it's a sunny day, but he ain't got no sun.
He's covered by trees?
The trees are blocking the sun. So I said, Mike, how's that solar energy working for you? He goes, it's not as good as they said it was. I'm thinking, because you've got too many dreams.
Wow. It must be that damn chlorophyll getting in the way. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, that's funny. Don't tell me he's a progressive. wait, no politics.
No politics.
Oh, they're easy to spot.
Back to electricity. Last
and most
year,
of them like butterscotch,
more solar
but, yeah.
energy, more solar energy was installed worldwide than fossil fuel. Energy companies.
Back up. One sentence at a time. Solar has been powering the planet for 4.6 or 7 billion years. It hasn't changed. It's always powered the planet. But the solar people on the phones are a-holes.
The solar panels is what it's talking about. They just started. I mean, everything's exponentially moving. Everywhere you look, there's solar panels now. Think about it. 10 years ago, there weren't many solar panels.
Yeah, and how many hundreds of billions of dollars are spent for solar technology in the United States that all went to China? Oh, wait, no politics.
Hey, that's one of our
– No politics.
Listener. Don't pick on China there. I know it's free listener. Okay.
We have a direct feed to Kim Jong-un.
It wouldn't be funny if you listened to our
he's
show.
He's the only one in computer hall of North Korea. Oh, man.
Okay, with cheap electricity comes cheap and abundant water. Did you know that, John? Because
yeah, I pissed.
Desalinization of salt water now only needs 2 kilowatts per cubic meter, which is basically
Wait. Back up.
Quarter of a cent.
Back up. It's not desalinization. It's desalination. You're taking the saline out of the water. It's desalination, not desalinization. It sounds better, but it doesn't mean much.
Desalination. What did I say?
Right. You're taking desalinization. That's what everybody says. Because it seems really, really cool. Yeah, it had an extra syllable in there, and everything becomes really, really cool. Like, you're the smart guy. You're the Cliff Clavin of the group. Yes.
I'll go back and listen to the replay. I thought I said desalination.
No. Don't. If you're listening to it, that's what they'll probably say. But taking the salt out. The saline is salt. Desalination.
Basically, what the guy said is electricity is becoming so cheap that they can desalinate salt water much cheaper, so there will be less problems with water. Most places that have scarce drinking water will be able to have water. Imagine what would
like
be the possibility.
You mean like people who live in the desert?
Yes.
And we're supposed to feel sorry for people who chose to live in a desert.
And they complain about having no water.
Okay, that's kind of like I want to get really, really high oxygen content, so I'm going to move to Denver. You know, everybody makes choices in life. You live in a freaking desert, and you're complaining about having no water.
They're forward thinkers. They knew that eventually.
Desalinate the water. Now you're getting it. See, desalinate the water. No, you're desalinating the water. You're not desalinating it. It's like you're desalinating. Okay, I'm taking the sword, but I'm hitting it with a ray gun. I'm desalinating it. It's so stupid.
All right. Hey, Max. I'm going to go to
the you almost got me on a roll.
3D printing, which is really cool. The price of the
3D, we're delving into that. DEFCON is delving into that.
Are you going to actually be 3D printing sauce?
Wouldn't that be something?
Can it do that?
I will not make your salsa. I can't 3D print coconut oil. You're breaking up big time, dude. You're like the Hale-Bopp Comet. Oh, God. You're like five pieces. What was that? What was the other one? Hit Jupiter in like five or eight pieces. Levy. You're the Levy Comet.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Frank. You're breaking up big time.
Really?
Yes.
No shit. Well,
you're below the Manson-Nixon line. How many times do I have to tell you this?
How are you having a conversation with me if I'm breaking up?
I was talking to dead air.
Oh.
That's why I kept going, not hearing you rebutting.
Okay. Can you 3D printer, can you hear me now?
I can hear all three chords of binary. Yes.
Oh, Jesus. What the hell? Anyway, 3D printers. When they first came out, you know, I had a good buzz going on until I started this damn story. Now I feel like I'm sober, and this is boring. 3D printers, when they first came out, were $18,000. Now you can get a 3D printer for only $400. Within 10 years, it was
less than
100. Yep.
Yep, and they already do.
Less than $100. All right. some spare
a very good friend of mine, 3D printed. Now, here, if anybody out there is listening of the DEF CON continuum, yes, the next DEF CON release, the batch number 6, which was due out a couple of years ago, but through major problems we had making the thing with parts and stuff. Yeah, we're talking 3D printing. All right, continue.
No kidding. This is cool. When did this happen?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean, when did it? It's already made. These things were made about a year ago. We've had such it's been a logistical nightmare. We haven't come out with the DEF CON Zero batch is a thing. Started in 2007, and there's only been 5 of them since 2007. And we have not put out one for almost 8 years. And so we're actually going to be putting out a batch 6, which has been awaited for like the last 2 or 3 years. You name it, we've had problems. But we finally got the vessels made and everything. But now we moved. Now we got to go find all the crap. It's in one of the boxes. And so once it gets done, no, it's like this thing. God does not want me to put out the batch 6. But once it comes out, we're not one of these people with collectibles that charge hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of dollars to buy a collectible. We keep it reasonable. Figure somewhere about $100, and this thing it probably costs us more than that to make it. But I don't even care. It's taken us this many years to get the thing out to the people. So
I'm still stuck on the word vessel.
Stuck on the word what?
About a vessel. You said something about the
vessel.
Word vessel. And
yeah, vessel.
I was stuck on that.
Well, as Chekhov would say in Star Trek, Wessel.
Wessel. Anyway, back
yes,
to 3D
Wessel.
Printing.
Wessel.
All major
yes.
shoe companies have already started using 3D printing. Nike now has a system where you can walk in, they will actually make a shoe in the store for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Your foot perfectly and 3D print it right
Great.
There on premises. I didn't know
that. That's fantastic.
Weird.
It'll last a week.
Spare airplane parts are also going 3D. So remote airports
that makes me feel safe.
So remote airports will not have to stock a vast amount of airplane parts. The space station. Now
why would you
printer.
Even think about that? We just print them when they need them. And we want $15. We want $15 an hour. You have a TSA agent who doesn't even know what socks are. All of a sudden, he's going to be making airplane parts. Oh, he hits the wrong. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, dude, we were in Wendy's last night, and everyone $15 an hour. Dude, they got every single particle of our order wrong. Every single piece of our, but they want 15. And Maggie, well, not Maggie doesn't. She's a volunteer EMS. EMS agents usually make about $18 an hour, and they're saving your life. And they want $15 an hour, and they can't even make a freaking hamburger right.
Well, you probably
that was my
talking
rant.
Like Max Headroom, and you said, "I'd like a think,
combo
with some frick fries." Okay.
Oh, see, no, you have to work on your Max Headroom.
I know. Frick. The space station now has a printer that eliminates the need for a large amount of spare parts to be used. And they print them in space. I did not know that. At the end of this year.
Well, now you do.
Listen to this. At the end of this year.
Yeah, learn
something. The new smartphone will have 3D scanning possibilities. You can then 3D scan your feet. You can 3D scan your feet and print your perfect pairs of shoes at home.
Isn't that special?
In China, they already have 3D printing and have built a complete 6-story office building.
Yeah, but the 3D printing process makes it look like Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. You remember the movie?
Yes. By 2027.
Oh, my God. They've been printing people
now,
for years.
Take this serious. In 10 years, 2027, 10% of everything that's being produced now will be made by a 3D printer. Think about that, John.
Oh, you drop off.
I said, where'd you go? Where'd you go?
I think it's your phone.
It's your phone.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, I'm on a cell phone.
2027, 10% of everything that's being produced will be printed on a 3D printer. Okay. Business opportunity. Now, John.
I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that.
Well, George Jetson did it, so you hang tight because it's coming. Business opportunity.
Who's gonna, is somebody going to 3D print my piss?
I hope not.
If they do, that's going to be quick. That's a quick one.
That would be like a wet sack printer, wouldn't it, I guess?
Uh-oh, I see the wife unit.
Business opportunities. If you think of a niche you want to go in, ask yourself, ask this question, John. In the future, do you think you will have that?
Oh, okay, my wife, Maggie says hi.
Hi, Maggie.
She cannot join me right now because she has no pants.
Oh, well, hey.
Can you 3D print them for her? No, you cannot, because the technology is not quite there, Frank.
Would you like me to 3D print some coconut oil?
How do you 3D print coconut oil? No. She needs pants, not coconut oil. And she just closed the door. You've done well, Luke. Oh, my God. That was funny.
Now, as far as work goes in the future, 70 to 80% of the jobs will disappear in the next 20 years. So, John, we're not going to probably be here 20 years from now. There will be a lot new jobs.
Speak for yourself there, Pally.
There won't be enough new jobs.
I am one with Cyberdyne Systems.
Who? Cyberdyne.
Cyberdyne Systems, yes.
Is that like Bitcoin?
Terminator.
Is that
like Cyberdyne
Bitcoin?
Systems, dude.
Oh, okay.
Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin, you can show up, Jeff. Bitcoin, you know, everybody's all about Bitcoin. Bitcoin, the funny thing about Bitcoin is there is an end to it. Everyone wants to buy in for it. They're worth a ton of money. They're worth a ton of freaking money. Some of my friends are actually quite smart. Actually, most of them are. And we actually sat down and we talked about this in depth, about 2 years ago. And we brought up the fact that Bitcoins, if you look at the algorithm for Bitcoins, there is an end game where there can be no more Bitcoins made. There's an end game to this.
Yes, because they're all sold. Yeah, I heard this too, yes.
Yes, and the thing is, we all believe that this was a bar bet between a bunch of rich guys. You cannot make up your own currency and actually have it succeed. Why would you put an end game on your own currency?
Well, the end game is to make the value go up. That's the value.
No. The value of Bitcoin is they're becoming rarer and rarer because they're printing or they're making fewer and fewer of these Bitcoin things. There's an end game where they cannot make any more. Well, now they're still not done making any more. As soon as they can't make any more, the whole Bitcoin thing dissolves. That's what we call a bar bet.
See, I think it's the opposite. It's like a
hell no.
Painting or
hell no. Hell no. Hell no. No. You're being very short-sighted with that. No. The Bitcoin thing is going to dissolve. There's an end game to the currency. In the history of man, there's been no end game to currency. There's plenty of puka shells out there, so we don't trade in puka anymore. Why? Because there's a shit ton of them.
Are we going to be alive?
I forget the year. It's not too far from now. It's really not. It's not like 30 years from now. No, it's like 5. Bitcoin thing. I swear to God. Because, okay, the originator of Bitcoin, I forget the guy's name. That Japanese guy. I forget the guy's name. You cannot find the originator of the Bitcoin. There is a guy. I forget his name. There is a guy. He's been erased. It's like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger can erase them. The guy doesn't exist anymore, but he's the one who formed Bitcoin. That's another reason we think it was a bar bet. No, he didn't die. He went into hiding. No, he didn't die. that's the whole point where we all think that the Bitcoin thing was like a rich man's bar bet. You can't start if you can start.
You
cannot start your own currency.
You want to know his name? You want to know his name? I just looked it up. Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, a nice German boy. My point is you can't find him. He went away. He's been erased.
Satoshi Nakamoto. I just like
right.
saying that.
Satoshi yeah, right, right. Go to yeah. Right, right, right. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
That's fine. So it's coconut oil, but
actually,
use the other hand. Sit on it first.
It'd
be like a stranger.
He invented it on Halloween 2008, October 31st, 2008.
Right, right. And I think it was a bar bet of a bunch of rich guys sitting around a table. You can't.
Oh,
you know, man, I'll give you $100 million if you can come up with a currency. We've already thought this through, dude.
There's an Australian entrepreneur named Craig Wright who says he actually is the one who invented it, and Satoshi Nakamoto is not the real inventor of Bitcoin.
Right. So Chris is probably Toshi Nakamura. Right.
Okay.
My point.
Where were we?
Bitcoin is hot now because they can still pump out a few of them, but there is an end game to the currency, and once the end game is reached. Well, then it becomes like, okay, there's no more of them. So why am I going to invest in them? There's no more. That's it.
Are you done?
That's
I'm
why
done.
Gold.
We're done with Bitcoin. We're done with Bitcoin. Let's go to agriculture. Right.
Actually,
there's a whole
section okay.
on Bitcoin, but you covered it. Agriculture. There will soon be a $100 agricultural robot in the fields of the farms of the United States. Farmers
what the hell is an agricultural robot?
It'd be a robot that will pick the whatevers and pull up the whatevers, and you won't need people anymore. In other words, crop pickers.
Okay.
Okay. But the point of the story here is that this guy is saying these agricultural robots will replace the people. And there will not be people needed anymore, so that means there will be major unemployment. People won't be able to find jobs. Computers are going to take over, and we're going to have an issue with people not knowing what to do with themselves.
Well, not what to do, but we're going to have plenty of vegetables.
Yes, we will. How do you say that? Aeroponics?
Hydroponic?
Yes, aeroponics. No, aeroponics.
Aeroponics.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Water.
Now we have floating. Now we have floating. We have floating vegetation. Okay. Go.
Yeah. In fact, in a petri dish, they have recently produced veal, and it's now available, and it's cheaper than the cow-produced veal, and will be available in supermarkets in the year.
Oh, come on! Kentucky Fried Chicken's been doing this for years. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right
they grow chickens.
Right now, 30% of all agricultural surface used for cows. Could be used for something else. They will no longer listen. This is what this guy from Mercedes is saying. They
could
no
be used.
Be,
it could
no
be used
be
for something
he's
else.
There will no longer be the need for cows. There are several startups who are also.
No, he's got to be a vegan.
There are also several startup companies, which we had one of these people on our show. Will bring
oh, he's
going to
be a vegan. Oh, my God. No, there would be no more use for cows, so just give up all your burgers, give all your ribs. No cows. You haven't heard of it. Okay. How do you know somebody's a
crickets,
vegan? Don't worry. They're going to tell you.
Crickets actually have more protein than a cow. It will be labeled as
more protein than a cow.
Alternative protein sources. Because most people don't like the idea of eating insects.
I got your protein source right here. Give me some coconut oil, I'll show you.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say I heard that also today. Okay.
Yeah. I got your snack. I'll pump out a few a day. Not a lot. That makes it rare. Hey, it's just like a Bitcoin. Pay me for this shit.
Here's another one. This one cracks me up. There's a new app. This cracks me up. It's called Moodles, Moodles. Moodles. Have you heard about this app, John?
Absolutely not. And I know I will. I'm gonna be upset. But go ahead.
it will be able to tell what kind of moon you're in by 2020.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good.
Oh.
Bring that app to Jersey. Bring the app to Jersey. It's gonna be a wondrous experience.
Yeah, it
could
be a
oh, you're
call.
Pissed off. So are we all.
There'll be an app that will be able to tell by your facial expression if you're lying.
Oh.
You're telling the truth. So it
nice.
Says here, the guy says, just imagine a political debate between two politicians and everyone has the Moodle.
The machine will explode.
The Moodle app will be able to
the Moodle's app will cease to exist.
Okay.
If Moodle's is on both sides of the aisle and all of a sudden they
yeah.
start using it and they start talking, it would be like a version of Scanners. Remember Scanners from like
yeah,
1970 or whatever with John Saxon?
Yes.
I did too. That noise when their veins are popping out of their heads and shit. It wasn't as good as Videodrome. Videodrome was good because it had Deborah Harry in it.
What happened to Scanners? That was good.
Scanners, it was one movie. What do you mean, what happened to it? It was, oh, God, dude, that was like 30 years ago.
I know, but it left at the end, if I remember correctly, at the end, it kind of left everything hanging, didn't it?
It did, because they ran out of money.
Okay.
John Saxon was a good bad guy, but maybe he wanted too much. Who knows?
We got two other things, and I'm going to shut up. Longevity. According to this guy from Mercedes-Benz,
What the hell are you
right
looking
now,
all those Mercedes-Benz guys for? No, wait. Question. What's with all the Benz people?
I don't know.
You got a case of
right
the Benz.
Now,
what, I mean, you're not even a scuba diver.
The average lifespan increases by 3 months per year. 4 years
right.
ago, the lifespan was 79 years.
Okay.
Now it's 80 years. The increase.
So we increase by what? By 3 months every year.
This is pretty cool. By 2036, which is 20 years from now, right? 19 years from now?
Man,
you're good.
You public school education did you well.
But listen to this. So 20 years from now, I'll be 77. How are you?
Oh, God. And we'll still have a show.
We'll still have a show. But get this. So 2036, there'll be more than 1 year increase per year. So you will be ending up living a long time and probably be way more than 100 years by 2036. So I'll be 77. I won't even be – I'll be at a midlife crisis by then.
Yeah, I guess somebody else can clean the crap out of my shorts. That's going to be great.
You have this thing about crapping on things, don't you?
I do. I really
All
do.
Right. Last but not least, education. The cheapest smartphone.
Last but not least, education. Now there is a sentence to start every teacher's conference. That is just it. Oh, my God. The NGEA would be so proud of you. Oh, my God. Oh, it's beautiful. But, yeah, okay, continue. Oh, that was wonderful.
Last but not least, education. The cheapest smartphones are at $10 in Africa and in Asia. By 2020.
Oh, what? Wait. I thought they paid the most.
Huh? No, only $10 there. We paid for it.
$10 there because it's been handed down through 17 children and they never made it past 2 weeks. So the same phone gets handed down.
We paid $600. They paid $10. Okay, by 2020. 70% of all humans will own a smartphone. Do you own a smartphone? I don't.
Oh, great. You don't own a smartphone?
Nope.
You're full of shit.
I don't. I have. Well, I have a. What do you
Your
mean?
Eyes are brown, dude.
I have an LG. I guess it's kind of a smartphone. But I don't
own
an
Apple. Semi smartphone. Is that what happens below the Manson Nixon line?
You know, I'm not even reading.
You, you guys have the option of the semi smartphone along with the Valero gas. Is that how that works?
Anyway, the point of the story is there will be no schools anymore.
I got you. Good. You don't even admit it.
The point of the story is there will be no more schools needed because because all kids will be able to learn on their smartphone anything they want to learn.
Yes.
They won't have to have schools.
The stupid kids can learn on the smartphone. Yes, it makes them smarter. Stare at the screen.
Right.
We'll absorb you. Yes, you're absorbed in the continuum. You are now part of the collective. Go on and preach the word. Oh, please, really? It's sad when you think about it. I have a different outlook on things, a little bit more Orwellian. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to say I'm too far off the truth either.
I'm done with this story.
I win again.
Suck.
Okay. You suck. Oh, my God.
All right.
You really suck.
No,
that was horrible.
Nobody called in. Nobody wants to talk about the future with us.
Oh, wait. I do.
What?
I have one thing I gotta put out there. On Facebook. Yeah, it's me. On Facebook, I'm a huge Pokemon Go person, level 37 going to 38. Yes, I've done the grind. However, if anyone out there is listening, you don't have to. You have a semi-smartphone. So, okay, now, the Pokemon Go... On Facebook, I started my own page for Pokemon. I'm actually writing a story. I'm very good at writing. Frank, you might want to look into this.
I really love to write.
I love to write, and I'm very good at it. It's called Doombringer, the Mon with the most. Pokemon, the Mon with the most. It's kind of cool. We're up to episode 19. Will be released tonight. It's about 5 pages. It's really kind of cool stuff. Frank, check it out. I know you don't know anything about Pokemon because you're still stuck in 1720.
Every time you are so much like Max Headroom when you do stuff like this.
What?
Wow.
If you want to do the Match Headroom thing on me, there's a song called it's made by Art of Noise.
Yeah.
Write it down. You have a pen.
Art
there are pens
noise.
Down by you.
I got Art of Noise.
Actually, the lead guy was whatever. It had to do with the Buggles. it's called Paranoia. Paranoia.
Okay.
It's the Match Headroom. It's a Match Headroom song. He talks all through it. It's great. Go to YouTube right now. Paranoia. Paranoia. Look it up on the YouTube. You're gonna laugh your ass off. It's all Match Headroom. It really is funny as shit.
You and I are gonna have to have a beer somewhere, and you're gonna have to explain this whole Pokemon thing to me because I don't get it. Pokemon.
You know what? All the people listening to us and not listening to us, whatever. Me and myself and the host have never met. We've never. This is the most bizarre thing in the world. And let's keep it like this.
Modern technology has brought us together, but never really.
I will send. Okay, I'm going to send a 3D representation of myself in a self-driving car to where you are. How about that?
Okay.
There it is.
I will send you. I will send you some used coconut oil.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Would you like that FedEx?
Yeah. Oh, please do.
Priority mail. Okay. All right, we're
done.
Send
me that shit. Your pain shall be legendary, even in hell. But anyway, no. Should I line it up for the end?
I gotta find an ending song. Okay, I got a real quick ending song. Yeah, you can do it now.
Okay, folks. Well, glad to have you aboard tonight. It's been interesting. Quite interesting. anyway, we'll talk to you guys all day Friday night. That didn't make any sense.
All day Friday night.
There it is. It's 3D printed. Now, same bat time, same bat channel. Have at it.
See you guys.
the end, and that's all, folks.